and welcome back to Your Favorite Album, the show where we sit down and ask someone, hey, what's your favorite album? I'm your host, Adam Santiago, and joining me this week is Nikki Whetstone. Hi, Nikki.
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just want to let people know that this is the first blind podcast in the series. You were a friend of my buddy Pat, who was on a couple weeks ago and did Alley with an Eye. He's like, hey, my friend would be cool for the show. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Because why not?
That's the best way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Old school networking.
So, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So now I'm just going to jump into the difficult stuff. What's your favorite album?
Oh, man. All right, so I feel like I should add, like, just a reminder. I feel like you guys already talked about it, like how it seems like it's an easy question, but it's a really hard question. And I had to, like, get scientific and kind of even mathematical with it to, like, come up with like the right answer, but I settled on Your Favorite Weapon by Brand New, and I even tried to come up with like criteria, like that tried to make it better. And I found out that like going through the like process of elimination, I have a lot of albums that were like my favorite albums, or I would say it's my favorite like album because it influenced me vocally, like because I sing and I write and I'm and there's things that like a Brandy record or like an NSYNC record that obviously is not like my favorite record, but I love to sing that record basically. So there's a lot of records where I love to sing it. Obviously there's a lot of records where I just like maybe the guitars and how hard it rocks and not necessarily the lyrics as much. But this record, like everything, the lyrics, the music, the composition, the way it's recorded, and most importantly, it was like such a gateway record for me. Like, it came out in 2001, and at the time it came out, I guess I was like 15 or 16, and I didn't hear it yet until I got to college, and the second record was out, and at the time, I'd never heard of MTVU, and my campus played MTVU, and the way MTVU would do it, they would have like each week like five or six chosen videos, and they would play them like on a loop all day long. And so the Sick Transit song was out, and they were playing that like all day. And I was like, at first I didn't even hear the music. I just like watched the video, and I was like, just like totally drawn in. And then I finally like listened to it, and I was like, this song is awesome, and this guy is adorable, and like this song is amazing. And then and this was back when like I had just got like my first computer, and finding MP3s and stuff was like hard. It wasn't obviously as easy as it is now. So I just typed in like Brand New. And I was like, oh, this is their second record. And, like, I'm, like, a music nerd and OCD anyway. So I was like, all right, I can't get too into this until I listen to the first one. And so I downloaded all the songs from the first one I could find. And I got, like, I think four tracks. I got Magazines and Failure by Design and, what's this? Oh, I was just listening to on the way here. The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows. And then what's the other one? 70 Times 7. And so I just listened to those like four songs. For some reason at the time, I just couldn't find the rest of the tracks, or I just didn't kind of care. But I just listened to them like so much. And it was like my introduction to like pop punk and emo, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it. And then like I listened to it so much that I was like, all right, I have to find other stuff that sounds like this because this is getting obsessive.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by it being like a gateway. And then from there, I discovered like all the Fall Out Boy records and like Saves the Day and Taking Back Sunday and like all those like post-hardcore kind of like, and I don't know, I just, that was like, and it's still to this day, like I'm still listening to this record and all those bands, and like I haven't quite outgrown it. I don't know if I will, but like I still love Brand New, and that record just owns.
See, it's weird that record, like I can't remember why I bought it, but what makes most sense is probably that I just picked up a bunch of records because when I was at my first job, I didn't have rent to pay, so I just go to the record store across the street and just buy a bunch of CDs all the time. And I probably was just like, hey, I'm gonna pick this up because it's like, you know, like, oh, fans of this might like this. It was around, you know, like Saves the Day and stuff like that,
right?
And it was awesome, but it kind of hit more with me like a year later, because at the time I had just graduated high school. And I was, like, still dating my high school girlfriend. I was like, man, these songs are awesome. And then when we broke up, the album got so much better.
Exactly.
I was just like, yeah, this is how I'm going to vent my frustration with, you know.
That's how it goes.
These guys in Brand New. But I was listening to this album again today when you mentioned it, and I felt really old listening to it.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider, like, everything after that. It's such a, like,
yeah,
different thing.
I think that's another thing, though, that's weird about it, because it's, like, that's why I use the term, like, outgrown, because, like, I don't know, people still have this whole, like, pop punk's not dead thing, and I was like, but it's always been an interesting, like, concept of, like, it is kind of, like, juvenile-esque, like, boys, oh, you broke my heart type music.
But got a lot of those.
And then, like, they still don't, I finally got to see them, it all kind of, like, came full circle last summer, like, the 10-year anniversary of, like, discovering them. I finally got to see them live last summer, which is awesome. But they don't like to do songs from that record. They, like...
Yeah, they only do one, I think. Jude Law, right?
Yeah, they treated us with, like, 3 or 4, and I was like, oh, that's a surprise. But, like, they don't, like, he doesn't... And he's such, like... Jesse Lacy is, like, so just, like, always sad and tortured and just, like, like, me, basically. well, I mean... But he just, like, wears it 24/7, I feel like. But, so, yeah, I had those like, three or four tracks, and then I graduated. And the first thing I did, which was the biggest mistake ever, was I got a car. Got a brand new car, and I drove around New Jersey so much. It was just, like, the best soundtrack for that kind of music. Just, I don't know, New Jersey. I found, like, a used CD store that I was obsessed with, too, and I found the CD for, like, $3. I was like, score! And nice. I finally just played the whole record, like, over... and over again, and it just, like, and then I found, too, like, when I record my own, like, demos or tracks or whatever at home, mm-hmm. I just, like, subconsciously still that sound, that, like, overdub vocal thing that he does on that record, I'm just always, like, it's this weird, like, telephone effect, and then, like, the backing vocals will start, like, 3 seconds off from, but they'll be saying the same thing that the main vocals,
yeah.
It's just, like, this weird recording technique that kind of, like, I feel like they may have even, like, kind of started, like, with that whole, like, because, I don't know, but, like, it was really, I would have to say the runner-up, like, a couple of them were just too, like, I feel like this is definitely an indie, in the indie world, like, a pretty well-known record, but as far as, like, mainstream, like, at the time, the mainstream rock music that was being sold to me, it was the first moment where I was, like, discovering what indie music was, and, like, I'm not into that. And then I discovered this, and I was like, this isn't, like, watered down and cheesy and boring. Like, this is, like, you could tell this is exactly, like, it's painful, but it's still, I like music that sounds like it's fun, and, mm-hmm. like, you can rock out and, like, and be happy, but the lyrics are, like, so dark and creepy. And that's exactly what this record is.
Definitely. I mean, Jude Law alone is super, mm-hmm. like, I get pumped, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But still, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, like, how I kind of fell into that hole, because this album came out before I kind of just, like, started going to shows, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I started going to shows really late, so I still have never seen Brand New live, which mm-hmm. is kind of a travesty, but these days it's almost impossible to get tickets. They sell out, like, instantly.
They sell out right away.
But, like, I keep trying to pinpoint how I fell into that area, and I think it was just either, like, working in... the comic book shop, or, like, playing Tony Hawk, because the music always made you want to go find more.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm saying this, I just realized it was probably Much Music, which was a music network that became Fuse, I guess.
Right.
And they were playing all these videos and, like, Victory Records and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And it was like, okay, this is a whole bunch of new shit that I've never heard. Let's get crazy, you know?
Totally. It was also, which is even more personal, it's like, it was a gateway to, like, because I didn't know much when I was in college about Long Island or anything like that, mm-hmm. but, like, their music scene, and, like, usually if you're in a band and you're from Long Island, you're into music, they all just are, like, separated by, like, one person.
Yeah.
And then I met, like, one of my friends that I met at my job, we're still good friends now, and they're all from Long Island. They all, like, know the Brand New people, and they, like, love the record, and I'm like, it's, like, a big part of, like, how, I don't know, I feel like, that was one of the things I had on the criteria, like, you like a record so much, almost like if somebody doesn't like it, you kind of, like, dislike them. Like, that's not much. You ever feel like that?
Like
how do you not
you.
Like that? What is, I don't know if I could be your friend.
I've got silly albums that fall into that criteria, but I'm like, I can't blame someone for not liking this album.
Yeah.
Like, that's on me. Yeah. I just got excited because there are tickets to go see Vanilla Ice performing at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, man.
And I love Vanilla Ice. Nice. Not in a serious way. I just love that music from the 90s. And I'm just like, I can't really blame anyone for not liking that, yeah. But it's just where I'm at.
Man, my second choice was definitely the first Third Eye Blind record, and I went back and forth with that.
Wow.
I have the best, like, the weirdest connection to that, like, album, but I feel like that was more of a, it's like different musical, I guess, time periods in your life where it's like, I guess for a 12-year-old, Third Eye Blind wasn't like, you know, that to be in the rock music and like being discover, and you're like, that's cool. And then like the next part of the chapter of like discovering indie and pop punk and all that, it all really just started with this record. So that's why I was like, because I'm still kind of, I think I'm entering the next chapter as I turn 30, and I just said that to the.
It's cool. I'm there whatever. Already. I'm there.
But yeah, that was like the start. This album was like the start of this whole new like musical journey for me, and it's kind of like coming to a wrap. And yeah, I mean, I had to go with that choice, man.
I will have to say, one of my friends who I will not name to save the surprise, he's going to be excited that you didn't go with Third Eye Blind, because he texted me a couple days ago. He's like, has anyone done the first Third Eye Blind album yet? And I'm like, no. He's like, all right, cool. That's probably what I'm going to do.
Oh, nice.
So.
Such a great record.
Exactly. So he's going to be relieved with that. So what you said, you do music too. Mm-hmm. What type of music do you do?
It's weird. It's absolutely, I'm not going to say it's nothing like that, but I do any and everything. Let's just love music. But the current band that I'm in, it's more so like garage, blues rock type stuff. But even still, like as a singer, like the lyric, the way that he writes and the way that he sings and the way that he delivers it, like it's so much I got from that record as a musician, definitely. Even if at the end of the day, my guitar player plays like blues riffs and stuff, still my delivery and everything still comes from that influence, and that it's driven by all of that for sure.
I was like looking over the tracks, and I was just like, what songs would I see, you know, could I, like, I'm pretty sure, like I said earlier, like if you told someone, hey, listen to this album, and then listen to any other brand new album, they're just gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, is this the same band?
Yeah.
I feel like the only track was probably the No Seatbelt song. It was like, okay, this could go on one of the later brand new albums easily. But even from the start, like from the shower scene, it's just like, oh, which is a great opener to an album. I think that sold me on the album the minute I first listened to it. I was like, yeah, all right.
Even that first line that he says, where it's like, it's funny how your best friends, what is it? I can't even think.
Yeah. My brain's always
turn out to be your best friend. Your worst enemies always turn out to be your best friends. Best friends. Yep. That's life.
Especially when, if you're like a teenager, when you're listening to that, you're just like, shit, this happens on a weekly basis. But it's weird because I still listen to some, like occasionally, like they don't come up a lot in my rotations. But if I'm somewhere and, like, a song comes on by them, I get so pumped and I just start singing along.
Yeah.
It's just the angst. It helps you feel young, but at the same time feel really old. Like, and I was just listening to this and just thinking, like, holy shit. This is what I was doing, like, 13 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I feel like it still resonates. Like, it's still, even if you, like, you're, I think you get older and you're not allowed to maybe whine as publicly or says about it, so that's why you on the subway home you put your headphones on and you look like you're listening to classical music or something, but you're really rocking out in your head to Brand New because like you just got dumped or something like that.
And I mean, everyone, there's someone going through that stuff right now, and if not, there's someone who's definitely been through it, so it's always gonna it's always gonna be relevant. Which is
I'm
crazy.
Just into that. I like that. It just, to me, was like, it's equal parts like pop, punk, and then even, I guess the whole concept of pop punk anyway is just like a more like melodic, because punk anyway, keep saying punk, like it's just like a lifestyle. It's just like a way, I feel like a way of life, a mindset, a thought process, and like that's what's dope about this record, where even those songs that it sounds like, it's like so pop punk, and like even the drums, and it sounds like doo doo doo, but like you could tell where it's coming from and how it still has that like that that punk aggression and like delivery of it. I think they nailed that, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that's, I mean, that's just, I guess, just growing with what your everything, just going along with what your life is, where your life is at. I was talking to my buddy about Saves the Day, and we were just talking about how, like, you listen to the albums and it's all the young angst, and then it just keeps going into this whole thing of, like, acceptance and mental awareness and just, like, spiritual awareness, and it's just like, yeah, it's, you're along for the ride and seeing what this person's going through. It's like, it's like your favorite weapon. It's like, hey, breakups.
Exactly.
This is where I'm at. And then, you know, feuds with friends, and then it just, like, went into all this other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all nuts.
Yeah, man. I still want to do a brand new cover. I don't know if I can convince my band, but I'm trying.
Which song would it be?
I don't care.
you just want to do a brand new cover.
Definitely the first... nothing. I don't know if they would accept anything from the first first record.
What?
I'd be a little too poppy.
Well, you could slow down a song, right? Maybe. Give it a little jazzy feel.
I don't even want to change it. I still
want to do it straight up.
Oh, man. I missed my teen years when I could have been in, like, a pop punk band that would have been fucking awesome. Like, I'm too old now. It's too late. The train's gone.
No way. All these bands are
pop
still
punk's
going
dead.
Down. No. Everyone's, like, in their 30s, still playing the same songs. It's great. I mean, do it. I just borrowed a friend's bass, and I'm just, like, trying to get back into playing, and I'm like, you know what? The next 2 years, I gotta have, like, just 2 to 3 songs of just some stupid shit done that I enjoy. I'll be, what, 33? So what?
It's the perfect time.
But I'll still be singing about high school heartbreaks. Yeah. Not that I'll be dating high schoolers. I mean, stuff that's relevant.
I mean, but let's be honest, though. Like, once you graduate and you start working in an office, it's just like high school all over again anyways. It's like, that's what I feel like anyway.
Everything's like high school.
Yeah, it's just
all social interactions. It's constantly
over and
going.
Over again. You get the cliques, and you get the who do you eat lunch with and what table. Essentially, it's just like the same thing, I feel like. Maybe not so much... Or maybe still, like, the older you get, like, old, but, like, post-college, like, office life.
Mm-hmm.
I did work at MTV, but still. It was, like, high school. It's, like, or, like, grad school or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I worked in a giant Barnes & Noble that was, like, 5-6 floors, all departments. Everyone was very clicky.
Yep.
It was just so crazy. And just, like, trying to, like, be very... I don't know, like, bridge the waters and just, like, be very nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Such a task.
And then I found the one person that also loved Brand New, and I was like, all right, I found my click.
There you go.
That's how it works. It all comes back to your favorite weapon, man.
Your favorite weapon, your favorite album.
Yeah.
So now, do you still, like, listen to it regularly, or is it just,
I mean,
like
all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably not, definitely not. I don't sit and listen to it from start to finish all the time, but there's like a couple songs that I'm like obsessed with making playlists.
Oh yeah, I
and
do the
so
same thing.
Like I always pull from it here and there, like this song would go great here, this song would go, but like I don't think I've like taken a break from not listening to them since I discovered them, probably.
Wow. See, I fell off a bit. I just listened to part of the last album, Daisy. Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Like a couple days ago, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just really like slow to get on music, and then other times I hit this weird surge where I'll go through like 12 new albums in like 3 days because I just want to like catch up on everything.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely best to like go at your own pace, like as far as discovering music, you know. I do that. I'll listen to something like years later and be like, oh, or do what you did, like listen to it and it won't really hit and then something will happen and I'll be like, wow.
Yeah, it's
now I get it.
That, and I like that in Brooklyn they've opened all these like smaller DIY venues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just $5. Go check out this crazy show.
Especially in Bushwick.
Yeah, you know one band and then you're like, okay, I know this band. Then the three opening bands, you're like, whoa, these guys are amazing.
Yeah, totally. And I still... Here, coming back to that, like, if the band like reminds me of Brand New or something like that, that's kind of like basically I listen to a lot of 90s bands and like 80s like college radio bands, and then like as far as 2000s rock, it's a lot of like pop punk and indie and stuff like that. But that's how I do it. It's like bands that sound like the older bands, like that's how I know what newer bands I like. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of them, and that reminds me of, so I still, it still like comes back to like
yeah, I guess I have to admit a lot of like the bands I've come into lately, like they're singing about like the heartbreak stuff, like the, and it's like, oh yeah, this is why the teenagers love this.
Yeah,
but it's also why I love it, because as a teenager this was my shit and it continues to be so. It's just like,
yeah, man,
I like this.
Yeah, that show I went to, when I saw him, it was at a festival, so it didn't make me feel too old.
Was that in Jersey, or?
No, it was in Chicago at Riot Fest.
Oh, okay.
I think they're playing again this year, too, or we were just talking about it, like, just this morning, like, planning to go see him again. Not just them, but, yeah, but I have been to shows where it's, like, I feel like it's the new coming of Brand New and, like, that whole genre, and it makes me feel really old, like... I went to a Front Bottom show. You ever heard of them yet?
Like, oh, yeah.
The Front
Bottoms, I toured with them for a week or
so.
No way. Because my friend's band, they opened for them, so we, like, went.
Which band?
Great Big Pile of Leaves.
Oh, okay.
And we were out for, I'd say it was, like, a week or two, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Fun guys. They're the best.
Yeah.
And their shows are so fun.
Yeah. But it made me feel really old. I was like, wait, this is, like... The next coming of like Say Anything and like Brand New and like Save the Day, and I feel really old right now. Well, luckily I could blend in, but like I feel
the shows are so fun. I love
the stage dive in and the
Do they have the blow up doll dancing in the wind? They have like one of those crazy inflatable tube things.
Oh, were they one of the bands that did that?
Yeah, they always have one just going on right by the drummer. It's great.
That's awesome.
What's weird to me is that, like, okay, so you have, like, Saves the Day, Say Anything, Taking Back Sunday, Thursday, all these bands, and Brand New. And they all kind of came around that time, and, you know, they were all hit that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's insane to think of how Brand New now is the one band that can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Like, they just write their own ticket. They're like, hey, we're not going to do anything for a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not even going to update anyone.
Because then they know as soon as they call a tour, boom, sells out, or put a show, they know it's going to, like, sell out instantly.
Hey, new album, tomorrow, cool?
Yeah.
Okay,
put it They out. Should just pull a Beyonce and just, like...
That was amazing.
Wake up and be like, oh, new brand new record.
That was insane. I have to say, when I found out about that, I was like, holy shit.
That was pretty G, man.
That's badass. But then again, Beyonce, I mean, come on.
I mean, you she's Queen Bey.
You gotta respect her, man. I can't even lie. Like, I'll listen to her music and be like, fuck yeah.
That was something that I had to, like, because, like, you know, years and years, all this music, all the alcohol and whatever else goes with it. I'm like, I forget that, like, I listen to all kinds of shit. And, like, the writing's on the wall, that second Destiny's, was it the first or the second album? I feel like
Ooh,
that was first Destiny's Child's first album, I want to say. But I listened to that so much and, like obsessed over Beyonce's voice, and like I forgot how much because she's been out for so long, and she's like queen of the world now, and I'm like, I'm over it. But then I pulled that record out when I was like doing research for this, and I was like, wait a second, like I listen to this album a lot, and like the lyrics are a little silly, and like you know, the production is whatever, but like Beyonce's voice, holy shit,
girl's talented, man.
Yeah,
jeez,
the writing's on the wall, man.
See, now you get Beyonce and Brand New to collaborate.
That
you're
would
set.
Be,
That's your
that'd
life
be
right
perfect.
There. It's like, okay. Cool.
That'd be great.
All right, so you said you like making playlists, too.
Oh, yeah. Obsessed.
Okay, so did any of this ever end up, like, on a breakup list or something? Like a...
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to... Let me look at this track listing again, because... Oh, man. Well, mixtape is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good... I don't know if that's quite a more of an insult song than a breakup song.
But they both go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know.
All these end up on all types of playlists. Anything, any way I could work a Brand New song into a playlist, it's on there.
Yeah.
I just sent some lyrics to a friend of mine the other day, the one who I was telling you we kind of like bonded over like in Brand New, and it went from there. Because I swear this lyric is about her. She like is always insult the Smiths, and I love the Smiths.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And once you said it, I was like, yep. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure that line is about you. There's something for everything on that record. But yeah, I put those on, like, anytime I can work a brand new song into a playlist, it's there.
I will say it's been a while since I put them on any type of mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make, like, an old school hardcore pop punk playlist, and then
yeah, I mean, there's usually a lot of stuff on there, but
not hardcore, but like intense, not like hardcore punk, because I don't know if it would.
You could bridge it. You just need some good transitional music. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they've kind of, because Shower Scene would be a great fucking song to start a list. I need to reevaluate that for the next time I make someone like, hey, here's a CD with some music you should check out. Enjoy it.
Songs that just start out and just punch you in your face. The Shower Scene.
Well, that's usually like, what is this band? The New Amsterdams.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what's his name? How can I not remember his name right now? Holy shit. My roommate, if she's listening to this right now, is cursing my name because my brain is just blanking. Lead singer, The Get Up Kids. Oh my god. That's it. I'm dead.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Man, negative 25 points for both of us right now.
Yeah, my brain just totally blanked, and we talk about him all the time, and I just bring it up. But there's a song called Ah Shit, or is it untitled? And I think I just labeled it Ah Shit because the opening is like a false start, and it's like Ah Shit, and then it just goes into like the song, and it's just perfect. Like, I usually need a good first song, or there's this band Vroom that no one ever really knows. I think I've come across two people who knew who this band was before I mentioned it to them, and they have this song called Hello. Hello, hello, that just starts out, is there anybody there who wants to rock? And then it just starts, like, this really cool, like, beat going in, and it's just this awesome song that, like, leads into everything else.
Nice, nice.
So good. Why the fuck can't I remember this guy's name? Oh, my God, this is really bothering me.
Should we just Google it real quick?
No, because that's even worse for me. Holy shit. That's bugging me. I can't even process this right now.
It's gonna really upset you when you see it later and you're like, oh
yeah, because it's very rare that my brain shuts down like that. Like, this is something I know. Like, that's it. This is definitely something I know.
It happens.
Oh, so frustrated right now.
I want to hear those songs you're talking about now. That's the whole, like, sounds like the whole style of this record, where it's like just like a capture in a moment as far as the tracks, not like, you could tell they weren't like, all right, let's do another take. Like, you can tell it was just like in the moment, and that was the best. And the even if it wasn't considered the best by like mainstream standards, like the Logan to Government Center song, I like how in the beginning you can hear him testing the mic. It's like check check.
I like those turn moments. Up
and check check, and you can hear him like in the background. You can always hear him screaming and like guitars dropping and stuff like that. I think that's awesome. Like, I'd never, for me at the time, I'd never heard anything like recorded
a raw,
like
kinda,
that.
Yeah, Matthew Pryor.
Oh yes,
that's his name
with a Y, right?
Ooh, yeah. Oh my goodness, that was gonna bug me if I couldn't figure that one out. I was gonna be very, I'm so
you
glad.
You saved yourself.
Oh my god, I would have dwelled on that forever. It would have been bad. What was I gonna say? That kind of froze my brain, because I was just like, okay, let's put Brand New on hold for a second and try to remember this goddamn name.
No, that's good, because I definitely got into Get Up Kids too, like after a gateway from like discovering Brand New.
I think Weezer was my gateway into the Get Up Kids, which was a crazy story in itself.
Yeah.
It's a very long trip to Albany.
Oh man, that sounds like a great story.
For a concert in the snow. That was just stupid, but so awesome. So awesome. So in like closing, what would you say the lasting mark this album has left on you?
I'm gonna leave it oddly open-ended and see like, how much longer, if I'm gonna just, like, take this further into life and adulthood and, like, see if I'm still gonna be as attached to it. I mean, I hope so. This is my choice. This is still, like, yeah. I said, since I discovered them, I really haven't taken a break from listening to them, especially this record. And, like, I guess what I mentioned to you earlier, until I have maybe another music project, be it solo or with somebody else who finally wants to, like, do something more along those lines with me, then I'll probably still be obsessing over it, honestly.
Nice, nice.
Until I make something where I'm like, yes, that's like my interpret. I feel like as a musician, that's all you are. That's all you're doing anyway. It's like an interpretation of the music that you love and that you're kind of obsessed with and into. And until I have a project that satisfies that, this record and my love for all that music, then I'll definitely still be listening to it.
Nice, nice.
For sure.
Now, do you have your music somewhere where we can go take a look at it?
Yes, you can. We are called So-Called Society.
Okay.
And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/So-Called Society Band. And we have an EP out that you can download on Bandcamp, socalledsociety.bandcamp.com. And we're always playing shows. We just had a badass show at Cobra Club in Bushwick. I wish I knew you lived there. I would have invited you. But yeah, I try and come and see me do my Jesse Lacey be a black girl from Camden version, if you'd like to.
That's more hardcore. Yeah. Camden.
Yeah.
So I also, I put a song at the end of each episode from the album, Guest Choice. It's, you know, either your favorite track or, you know, what you feel is a good kind of gateway song to people who may have never heard the album. So, I mean, totally your call. What song do you think is best?
Ooh, I might have to go with that Logan, track 7, Logan and Government Center. The one with the check.
Okay.
The beginning.
Okay.
Good it's my favorite Turnpike song. New Jersey Turnpike music, and this is always on the playlist.
I know that drive, man. We used to, when I was in like a band with some friends that we never ever did anything with, we just played in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
We do the drive to East Brunswick, and most of us were coming from like North Bergen and Jersey City. And we'd have playlists, and we'd just like go through it the whole way and be like Brand New Saves Day, all that stuff, and Weezer, of course. But we had this weird quirk that there was a plane. Whatchamacallit? Like, we drive by Newark Airport, and there was a DHL plane, like a freight plane that was always there. And we call that our good luck plane. So if we saw it, we were like, alright, today's gonna be a good day, we're gonna go eat some food at Denny's, and we're gonna go play some music. There was a time where the plane wasn't there, and we all just looked at each other, turned the car around, and went home. And we just called it.
Wow.
And whenever I drive by that airport, I think about it, and I was like, wow, that was a weird superstition. Like, that plane just had nothing to do with anything, but that's how we did it.
Awesome.
It's so weird.
Living by the sky.
Yeah, yeah. But Nikki, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
See, it every once in a while, like, people hit me up and be like, hey, would it be cool to be on your show? I'm like, they're like, I know you don't know me. And I'm like, yeah, totally. Because even if you don't know someone, you talk about music, and it's just like...
Mm-hmm.
It'll take care of itself. Everything's good.
Exactly.
Then you're just like, oh, I like that shit too. Mm-hmm. You know, let's be friends and shit.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Awesome.
So yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening once again. I want to thank Nikki Whetstone for being on the show. Find us online, hit us up, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, Tumblr.
Tweet me.
Yeah. I mean, we're on iTunes, all that shit. We're going to leave you with Logan to Government Center by Brand New off of Your Favorite Weapon on Your Favorite Album, which I find very clever for some reason. I laugh at dumb things. Have a good one, everybody. Bye. We'll be right back.
is close to me. So let my hand stray past the boundaries on your back.